They also made Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap.
Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
There is, in that trailer, there is a little bit of gameplay.
Wonder Boy,
Wonder Boy,
you take me far away from the monkey muck.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast, the best anime podcast of all time. Let me tell you why. Because one time, I was born in 1999. I couldn't do it. I was going to throw the born in 1990 inside joke, and then I couldn't do it. Hey, it's your favorite homie in the world, Sam the Bomb. And with me today, I have Danny Hootenanny.
Beautiful dresses give people courage.
They do, though. And yes. Quokka.
Hi.
Wow, okay, that is... Wow, okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Quokka.
Hi, I'm Quokka. And we are minus a Nick today because he got really busy and he just couldn't be here today, but that's okay.
That fantasy football
bullshit. Because
he's
too busy with dildos up his butt.
We will persevere, yes.
3D Husbando Wars.
What did I tell you about that foosball, Bobby Boucher?
Foosball.
3D has banned doors.
Foosball. 3D has banned doors.
No, Colonel Sanders. You're wrong.
You're wrong. Mama right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast, through the power of the internet. And we're here once again for your weekly anime goofing around. Goofy goodness reviews and other funny things. This episode, we got another show swap. Danny and Quokka swapped shows. And Danny told Quokka to watch Paradise Kiss, and Quokka told Danny to watch Cromarty High School. And
even though I wanted Quokka to watch Nana, but Nana is too long. Nana is 49 episodes.
Yeah, then everyone was yelling at Danny.
Yeah.
But,
it's the next best thing to me, in my personal opinion. So.
Hell yeah. So, anyway, there we go. That's what we're doing. Haven't done a show swap in a bit. And
this
Quokka
is
got to
Danny
do one.
And my first ones.
Yes.
Yeah, Quokka got to do one with Danny.
Well, all of it, like, everyone pretty much is, like, my first show swap. Because the last show swap I did was with Nick. That was my, like, first ever show swap.
Nickaroony.
Yeah.
That must have been terrible.
I mean, it actually wasn't. Nick gave me to watch Baccano. So.
Yeah, Baccano was awesome.
Baccano was great. And,
I had never seen it too. So.
And I gave Nick Princess Jellyfish. So.
And that was awesome too. I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That was kind of got a theme going on, like, because that Princess Jellyfish is kind of, like, leaned towards fashion, and Paradise Kiss is, like, based on fashion as well, so.
Yeah, double time here.
Double time,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Fashion and modeling.
Also, the two that we're talking about today, I also never seen, so. That being said, you know what? Quokka was kind of talking with us earlier, and he was saying something like, we should change how we do the news and stuff like that.
We're bringing all kinds of changes. We're going to bring you all kinds of new, cool, fun stuff that hopefully is fun for us.
Yep. And you know what? Some of those changes I need your guys' help with, and I will let you know about that in the Discord this week. So blah, 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 blah. I will get to that later on, and I'll let you know on Twitter too. So, but anyway, I'm just going to briefly go through little news quips, things that I thought were cool. Things that aren't like random, like anime industry loses $55, some whatever. None of that stuff. Just like little cool things that about anime and games and other nerdy stuff that I like.
Wait, should we tell them what the change that we're going to do is, or just wait for it to be a surprise?
No, I think we should wait till we get it down in O-Town.
Surprise.
But basically, long story short, the news won't be on our episodes like this anymore. So that's why I'm just kind of
killing the news.
We're cutting it.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. So these little things I just think are cool and whatever. So fuck you. After 24 years of not getting a sequel, Streets of Rage is finally getting a sequel for Streets of Rage 4. So for those of you who know me, you know that this is my favorite video game franchise of all time. I grew up playing Streets of Rage 2, and when I got a Sega, I had all three of them. My Sega broke and all that shit was given away. But in my personal collection now, I have Streets of Rage 1 and 2, both with their hardcover cases. I have Streets of Rage 2 on a double LP vinyl. Thank you, Mondo Tees. That costed me $50-some.
But like, wow, holy crap.
Yeah, the vinyls are clear red. They're fucking awesome. It's that good of a soundtrack, you know what I mean? So, but anyway.
You should have put that for your Merch Monday on our Instagram.
God, I should. I should next week just because I said it this week.
Yeah.
A new continuation for Streets of Rage 4 for Sega. The Paris-based company Lizard Cube and Montreal-based Guard Crush Games are working with Sega and another company called Dotemu on development. They also made Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap.
Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
There is, in that trailer, there is a little bit of gameplay.
Wonder Boy. Won't you take me far away from the mucky muck now?
Can't wait for that album to come out. Cork on the River.
Yeah, seriously.
It's going to be the best record of 2019.
EP.
The best EP of 2019. But yeah, I thought that was cool. So then, also, what else is there? I was scrolling through this earlier, and I found a bunch of little cool things that I thought were fucking cool, because they're cool. Oh, Dragon Ball FighterZ is coming to the Switch. That's kind of weird, but I think it's going to be cool. Fully Cooly Progressive starts next weekend.
Was the new Fully Cooly good?
I haven't finished it. We didn't finish it because...
Yeah, I didn't finish it either.
Because we're doing a whole episode on both of the new ones.
Yeah, and, like, next weekend, it's just the first episode, which already aired, like...
On April Fool's. Yeah.
As an April Fool's prank, they aired it in sub, which is hilarious. Disgaea 5 complete... Oh, sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just going to give, like, a quick thought to Quokka about the new Fully Cooly. I mean, it's definitely not as good as the original, obviously. So.
Because no Gainax.
Yeah.
The Gainackies. Yeah. Disgaea 5 Complete was going to be on PC, but now it's going to be delayed because people ruined everything.
This is Kingdom why we Hearts can't have nice things.
3 is actually going to be coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Kingdom Hearts 3 actually has a date now,
that's kind of like old news. That's like...
Yeah, where were you on that
that's,
one, Quokka?
That's E3 news right there.
Yeah, Quokka, you dropped the ball, dude.
You know what? You can lick my balls.
They released the logo for the Detective Pikachu movie, which is an American live-action film.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you guys haven't heard of this?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I didn't think it was going to, like...
What?
So, Legendary Pictures.
What?
They have been working... They have been working on a movie called Detective Pikachu. And Ryan Reynolds is going to play Pikachu.
What? This sounds so crazy.
Or wait, is it a live action or is it 3D animated? I think it's 3D animated.
I want to say it's 3D animated.
Okay, that makes it slightly less insane.
Ken Watanabe will play a guy named Detective Yoshida.
Is Pikachu being framed for murder?
Here it is. It will be the first live action film based on the Pokemon franchise.
Oh, this is like, okay.
Oh my god, this says...
Is
this 2018?
No, it's about Detective Pikachu actually was a thing before this movie was. Detective Pikachu is a talking Pikachu that has like a little Sherlock Holmes hat, he solves crimes.
Yeah, I mean, that part's not the crazy part.
The crazy part is that the live action film is an American film and not...
And Ryan Reynolds playing Pikachu.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. I guess it's Pokemon, you know, it's bound to happen.
I mean, I'll see it, but I'll totally watch it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where it's just like, yeah, I'll see it.
Like, you're not like, it's like you're just curious about it on like how it's gonna like plan out.
Because yeah, even if it's bad, it'll be bad for all the reasons that you didn't think it was gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Right, right. And then I think that was it. Yeah, it was just little cool things I wanted to mention. Yeah. No, that's it. Little cool things that I thought were kind of funny. I saw that logo yesterday on my Twitter and I was like, oh, I totally forgot this was a thing that was happening. And then yeah, Detective Pikachu, there you go. There you go.
There isn't like a teaser trailer, is there yet?
Not yet, no. They just released the logo and it's supposed to come out summer 2019.
Yeah, it says it's scheduled to release on May 10th of next year. In the States, at least.
So, like, yeah, beginning of summer, end of spring. Anyway, yeah, no, I saw that on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, though, today, earlier, I was at work, and I was trying to, like, do Anime Summit podcast stuff while I was at work. Which never really works out because it always looks like I'm just chilling on my phone doing stupid stuff.
And then they fire you.
And then they fire me. But I connected the Instagram to the Twitter. But then Coco's like, no, it doesn't look right. So I did this and he connected it a different way. So anyway, you should follow us on Instagram at Anime Summit Podcast and on Twitter at Anime Summit. Please do that. And then also, we have new episodes every Thursday on the RSS and iTunes and Spurtifer. And then that same episode that comes out will come out the following Saturday on the YouTubbies. But speaking of iTunes, though, you should leave us an iTunes review because that's super awesome. And then we read them on the show. Yeah. And then I send you a virtual hug. And maybe when we meet IRL, I'll touch your butt a little bit. You know? So, like, just give you a little... That's...
The week after this episode comes out, starting every Tuesday for something like 8 months, I'll be posting the archive episodes to YouTube that were never on YouTube.
Ooh,
so yes. We have 32 episodes that were never put on YouTube. I'm going to go back, make videos for all of them, and put them all on YouTube. So every Tuesday for those, if you haven't, like, because I think even the RSS, you can't go back that far. You have to, like, go to our actual website to find those episodes.
Yeah.
But we're just going to pop them up on YouTube.
That's going to be funny because, like, that's when I was still presenting as a man. And people are still like, hey, Sombro, what's up?
Oh, things were just so different.
And yeah,
and that was when I first started listening to you guys, too.
That's when I had a penis. Just kidding.
That was also when Nick had a really bad mic.
That's also when Nick had a penis. Anyway.
And he blamed it on everybody else except him.
And he blamed it on everyone else, yeah. But yeah, so there we go. Coke is going to do that. And so what I mentioned earlier about having some of your guys' help on things we're going to be doing to make this podcast and this network grow is I'm going to make a little Google survey. And me and Danny and Quokka will think of some things tonight to put on it. And I'm going to post it on Twitter and post it on Discord and wherever else. And then you guys can, you know.
Give us your feedback.
What to prioritize.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to do that tonight. And, well, so by the time this comes out, you're probably already will...
We'll already seen it.
Yeah, we'll have already seen it or are going to see it the day of whatever. But anyway, so I'm going to do that. And then it'll be all Gucci. And then we could talk, you and I. You and I could talk.
Because I feel like
Gucci. And I'm not going to touch your butt unless you want me to. I'm not going to fucking just touch your butt, though. That's inappropriate. But I will touch it.
With consent.
I will touch it if you ask me to. If you say, Sam.
Touch my butt.
touch my butt. Then I will touch it. But I will not touch it without you.
But say it slow.
Anyway, yeah, I'll just say it like real slow, like, Sam, do you want to put your hand on my derriere? And I'll be like, Sugoi. Anyway, on to the main topic, show swap. We have Waifu and Husbando. Oh, I'm so sorry. One more thing. I'm so fucking sorry. One more thing. Two more things. Danny just reminded me. Thank you for being diligent and stuff like that. Please go on our Amazon and buy merch. That's the one thing. The second thing is, for Manga Book Club,
that's Amazon.AnimeSummit.net.
Amazon.AnimeSummit.net. Go buy a shirt. If you don't, then I'm going to come to your house and punch you in the face and then touch your butt.
Without consent.
I should make sure that link still works.
I think it does, actually, because I think I tried it. But just kidding. I'm not going to touch your butt without consent. But I'm still going to punch you. But like,
without consent.
So the thing about the thing about the Manga Book Club is like, me and Danny especially on my end, I dropped the ball on that and I kept forgetting.
Fell off, man.
What chapters we were reading and what chapters blah, blah, blah when we were talking and stuff like that. And then Danny had just started like a new part-time job, so she's been kind of like,
I've been busy.
Whatever.
Yeah. So right. I apologize to Bellers. I know you're the best. I love you for keep on reminding me, like, you know, and honing on me for like,
yes,
those meetings and stuff. So you get an A and a sticker from me. But anyway, yes, continue.
Put that on the fridge.
Yeah.
But no. So here's the thing, right? So we talked about it, and for those who were on the Discord and there when it happened, you already know. But just for the other people who don't know, who are on our Discord, who missed the conversation. So what we did was I made a new colorless role called AS Manga Book Club. So I can just give you that role if you want to take part in our next book, which is going to be Akira. It is on Manga Rock. So if you have the Manga Rock app, you can read it there.
Or if you have the physical copy, you can read that too. So
if you have the physical copy, then you are the luckiest bitch in the fucking world. Like, seriously, they're so expensive now. But we're reading Akira. I have not looked at what chapters. I would say you could get through each book, because each book is like a thick book, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty
thick.
It's pretty wild.
I have volumes 1, 2, and 3, and they're huge.
Yes, yeah. You have the Dark Horse ones, right, where they're all colored and they're white and then colored or whatever.
Yeah, like I want to say it's about like 8x11. It's kind of like, it's pretty large, and the letters for the title of the book is in black, like huge bold black letters, and then like the first volume is like on the bottom. It's on the top, it says Akira, and then on the bottom of the title, there's artwork and it's all in red. That's the one I have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's the first volume has like a red binding and the second one has a blue. And
yeah.
Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is we're reading Akira. Me and Danny are going to go over the chapters
and we'll announce it.
And then we'll announce it in tagging the Manga Book Club members. That being said, if you want to read Akira with us, we're just at me or Danny, and we'll give you the AS Manga Book Club role. And if you're going to read it on Manga Rock, they automatically set their app so you turn the page from as if you're reading it
right to left.
But you have to read the panels left to right because it's the Dark Horse version on Manga Rock. So it's kind of weird on the Manga Rock app.
Fuck that shit up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But anyway. It's really good. It's way different than the movie, and it's really cool. So you should hit us up if you want to do that. No more shit. That's it. Let's get into the main topic. Everyone shut up. Smokey, get out of my house. And I don't know where Luna is, but I can't yell at her right now because I don't know where she is. But she's a damn cat, and you're all fired. Wait, is Koga still in Korea?
I am.
Last time I checked. Live from Korea. Yeah.
Oh, that's like a bunch of, you got a bunch of Asian culture and shit. Okay, you're rehired.
Yeah.
So, Danny and Koka did a show swap, Cromartie High School and Paradise Kiss. Where do you guys want to start?
I want to talk about why I picked Cromartie High School for Danny.
Well, Waifu and Husbando. We forgot that.
Waifu is the pink-haired girl from Paradise Kiss. She had an M.
That is not what I wrote down. Oh. You should have went.
Miwako is cool. Miwako is awesome.
Fine. You should have went in there and
plus in like the second episode she had her tits out, which is cool.
Yeah.
Husbando, I wrote down Freddy.
Well, yeah, hands down.
Of course.
From Cromartie High School.
Hands down.
So
and for
Sam, you have a special wife.
For Sam's special wife, who I put Isabella for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So, okay, anyway.
Not Mechazawa.
No, dude. Isabella is where it's at. She's the queen.
Yep.
Isabella the queen.
Well, Mechazawa was trans.
I'm so...
You're a bitch!
I'm so glad...
That's who I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah, I'm so glad that you watch this. So.
Yes, dude, it's great. I think me and Coke are talking about the same character.
No, Mechazawa was also trans from Cromartie High School. Trans-special.
Oh. No.
Because he identifies as human now, and everybody just sees him as human.
Yeah.
Except the transphobic main character.
Right. Okay, so Cromartie High School, Koka, you gave it to...
Yeah.
Danny and Lorraine over there. So
way back in the day, I'm taking you back to like... 2003.
Well, I think it was 2005 for us.
Oh, though. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
When, you know, the youngsters nowadays don't know about this, but back when you had to, like, watch TV when it was on TV.
With cable. With cable.
Yeah, you had to have the awesome cable.
You had to, like, watch when they wanted to. But then this magical new thing came out, which was, like, on demand. Where you could use your cable box to, like, request a show that you wanted to watch. And the anime network, which now doesn't even exist, had their own anime section. And on that was Cromartie High School, as well as other stuff like Gantz, which is fucking terrible. Don't watch that.
Oh, yeah.
And
Gantz was really bad.
Cromartie High School's a nice tale of this man that, you know, youngster. He's a high school guy, high school freshman. He, finally gets into a high school because he's stupid and doesn't study. And it's the high school that has all the delinquents from all the different junior highs, the ones that couldn't get into normal schools because they're hooligans. And he's just trying to survive. And it's just meant to be like a kind of Nichijou style show where it's just short stories. And the reason I picked this for Danny is because Danny likes gay stuff. And Gar stuff. And nothing is more...
And this was nothing like that.
Nothing is more Gar or gay than Freddie Mercury on a horse. And Freddie Mercury is a character in Cromartie High School. So that's the entire logic that I had there.
Wow. Yeah, I had to like... I had to look that up because I thought it was actually just like... It was actually the character himself was actually Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
But it's not. But like still.
It's just a mute uncanny resemblance of Freddie Mercury.
That's named Freddie.
Yeah. That's named Freddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. But yeah, no, like Queen's awesome. But yeah. So Danny.
How'd you feel about Cromartie High School?
I mean, well, as Quokka said earlier, you know, there was anime on demand, and Cromartie High School was on demand, really. So, and I did see, you know, a few episodes of it, and I did think it was funny, but this one was kind of like a hidden gem, really. I just, like, at the time when it was airing, I just, like, bypassed it, really. I didn't really follow up on it when it was on demand. So, but it's definitely funny. Hold on, let me.
It's aged very well, just like
yeah,
Nichijou and other shows like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I definitely agree. Yeah.
It's definitely that diamond in the rough comedy, and it's real easy to watch. Although sometimes, like when I watch shorts like this, I do have like a short attention span sometimes, because I feel like the con for Cromartie High School is that the episodes, each episode is pretty much the same. So I did have to like, I did have to like pause on it.
Even with 11 minute episodes?
Yeah. Like, I mean, 26 episodes is regardless, like even if they were 11 minutes is kind of a long time. So, and when they're like pretty much all the same, like how their days are going and everything, and just like the whole randomness and stuff, I did have to take a pause on it, just to like give my brain a break and stuff, because the more I watched it, the less I thought it was funny. So
I could see that.
Yeah. But like, I love Queen, so the uncanny of Freddy was just hilarious every time he's on the fucking horse and everything like that. I actually did. I did finish it. I know, Koki, you told me that I didn't have to finish it, but I did finish it. So,
nice.
And the last episode, I think, like, that was like the best finale of a series ever. So, it was just so random, and like how it just like, the beginning of the last episode is pretty much the very first episode, except gender roles were reversed, like so they were girls instead of boys, and they just like repeated what happened in the first episode, and then they cut it and they went to like they moved on to another thing.
Yeah,
it's actually really funny.
It's pretty, yeah, it was hilarious. I was like, this is great.
I really loved at like the start of the second episode or something, where he's like, whenever a manga is adapted to anime, there's always been a bunch of people that are going to bitch and moan about art styles and character designs. So maybe I'll just be like this. And he turns into like a super cutesy anime girl.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is so great. He's like, oh, maybe I'll just go back to being myself. This stuff's difficult.
The episode, I also did enjoy the one episode with Hayasada's where like he was talking to one of his friends and he's all like, I have a secret to tell you, and like he's all like, this is actually a wig, and he like takes off his mohawk and he has normal full head of hair and stuff. that was pretty funny too.
Yeah, and the dub's so pretty good. And,
oh yeah, the dub is definitely solid. I did watch it dubbed. So
this is from the era when it wasn't just the same actors doing every single show.
It was definitely a variety, and what you'll call it, the opening, I love the OP. I never, throughout the whole time I watched it, I never skipped it. It's definitely enjoyable to watch, especially when like you see Freddy singing, but like he's not really singing. So the grill is awesome. I loved it when he was making sushi. So but yeah
the gorilla.
Yeah.
So fucking random.
It's such a random show.
He's like an extremely talented like sushi chef.
Yeah.
this show, dude, is fucking funny. Like, it's produced by ADV also, which is awesome. The part that I loved about it is that when I read about it, like, you know, after what I was watching, the art style purposely resembles the art style of Ryoichi Ikegami, who did Crying Freeman. And then I went back and looked at it, and I was like, oh, yeah, it kind of does look like that. Like, and I don't know if that was on purpose or why that was mentioned, but I thought that was hilarious because Crying Freeman's, like, this very, like, serious, hyper-violent, like, crime.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the style is, you know, very, story, like, but... that, like, very serious high school fight
style. Yeah.
And it's the same basic premise of a bunch of fucking delinquents wanting to fight each other, except with a different purpose.
Right.
There was this one part in the later episodes where the group of kids were complaining that they kept, like, telling their best guys to go fight, and they would, like, come back beaten up, and they wanted to ask Freddy to go beat up some kids and stuff, but they were afraid to ask, and the main character, they asked, like, one of the main characters, and, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll ask him, and, like, he drew a picture of, like, people fighting, and Freddy just, like, I think he nodded, or he, like, put a thumbs up, and then he goes, yeah, he'll fight, and they were just, like, just like that? Like, that was so easy.
I can just, like, imagine Freddie Mercury getting into a rumble.
Oh, like, man.
Oh, my God.
The one thing I love about this Freddy is that, like, he's just shirtless and he has his suspenders on. And that's it. And he's on a freaking horse.
Doesn't he? He comes to school on that horse, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
but he even rides it in.
Yeah, he rides everywhere. It in school as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He rides it everywhere, and, like, they even say, like, where does one person get a horse? Like, they actually mention it in the show. So, and he's like, how is he allowed to have a horse? And they even said like, is that guy even old enough to be a high school student? So.
I like the bit early on where it was so doing, funny. Like, the, how tough are ya? It's like, I'm so tough, I've never actually been in a fight because everybody just gets too scared to try to fight me. And they're like, I don't know if that means you're bad or not. I don't know.
But it's a very humble show. Like, you don't really see them fight. You just, like, they're just talking about, like, how they're so tough and...
Yeah.
And that, you know, they're quote unquote delinquents.
Mechazawa's got some hard skin.
Yeah, he does. I actually like Yamaguchi as well, cause, like, he has that afro, and everyone in his group is all like, "Oh yeah, Yamaguchi's so tough. He doesn't like comedy at all." But in reality, like, he loves comedy, and he just wants to, like, be.
And doesn't he just tell super dry jokes that nobody understands? Like, gets as a joke.
Yeah. yep.
He's like, that was perfect.
There's a live action movie of it too,
of Cromartie High School.
Oh shit, there is.
Oh yeah, man. Yep.
I think that'd be fun.
I can only imagine how ridiculous it is. But
oh my god, there is.
I imagine it's like the live action DMC movie, just like ridiculously out there.
Oh, we should do a review on this. We should watch this and do an AO or something.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. We should just do a topic on live action movies in general.
Oh, but, yeah, we could do that.
Planning on the podcast.
Schedule it. Nick, but anyway, where are you? Write that down.
Nick. Yeah, Nick, where are you, dumb bitch?
We're secretary.
He's freaking busy talking on the Discord, too.
Anyway.
Yeah, so busy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, Cromartie High School, 2 thumbs up for me.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm
going to finish watching it because it's whatever. It's easy to watch, and I can watch it while I watch seasonal stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I gave it a 7 on Mal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a fun little romp.
It is.
I think everyone should watch it. If you haven't seen it, at least watch some of it.
It's only 11 episodes to watch. Or 11 minutes to watch one episode.
11 minutes to watch. Yeah.
You'll be like, huh.
So it's real easy.
You'll get a solid idea from just the first episode. If you don't like it, you don't need to watch 3. There's no 3 episode rule with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No. So, Danny's.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about Paradise Kiss and why you gave it to the young Quokka?
Okay. So, Paradise Kiss is a 12 episode show by Studio Madhouse, produced it. It was originally aired in 2005. I don't know when it came to the States. This show was actually passed down to me from my best friend.
Passed down from her best friend before her.
My best friend and I are Nana fans. So, yeah, so she definitely told me, like, oh, if you watch Nana, you should watch this. So, and I did, and I loved it. The content is actually by the same author who wrote Nana, who is
And Golden Time.
Yeah, and Golden Time. Mm-hmm. And Paradise Kiss is actually a sequel to Neighborhood Stories, which focuses on Miwako's older sister, Mikako. Which kind of makes sense, because they do, in the show, they do, like, hit some pointers on older
characters.
Wasn't
she, like, 40?
Yeah, she's...
And she looks like she's 12?
Yeah. She has definitely a younger face. I think she's, like, in her late 30s, early 40s, I think. I don't remember. But she definitely looks like she's freaking 12, without a doubt.
And her sister's in high school.
And her sister's in high school, yeah. So the story is about this girl. Her name is Yukari. She pretty much is finding herself trying to make her parents happy by being a straight-A student. And she was...
getting into a good university.
Yeah, she was trying to get into college. She was doing all her cram schooling. And lo and behold, she was walking on the street, and some guy with some piercings in his face with blonde hair said, "Hey, you're hot. You need to come with us." So,
which normally in Tokyo is not a good idea.
Yeah. So, like, these group of, like, fashionistas kind of, like, kidnapped her, quote unquote, and brought her back to their clubhouse and said, "Hey, we want you to be in our fashion show. We want you to be our model for our clothing line." At first she was kind of hesitant on it, but in the end she said yes. So, and she got, like, all high in the sky in the high class glam, and was guided by this, like, art snob rich boy named George. So, and yeah, and the reason
with
blue hair and a cowboy hat, yeah. George's best boy. But the reason why I gave this to Cuoca was I originally wanted to give Cuoca Nana, but like I said in the beginning, Nana was a little bit too long, and I feel like Nana should at least maybe be an episode that we do on its own, perhaps. So Paradise Kiss is pretty much, like, one of my favorites, and I knew Cuoca didn't see Nana, so this was kind of like the next best thing. So that was the reason why I gave it to him.
I do want to watch Nana. I've been wanting to watch it since I saw Golden Time.
Yeah, Nana is oh,
she's as long still... as there's no ghost bonry, I'm okay.
You're fine. But the author, I can't pronounce her name. It's so hard to pronounce. So, could you help me out here?
What?
The author's name.
Of Paradise Kiss?
Yeah.
Aizawa?
Yeah, Aizawa. Nana is actually not finished. This actually became a Nana episode now. LOL. Yeah, Nana is not finished. In 2009... Nana went into a hiatus because Aizawa, she became severely ill, and everyone wants her to finish Nana, and she just hasn't just yet. So we're all hoping that she finishes Zana, because we want to know what happens. Anyway, yeah. So, Paradise Kiss. Save it for the Nana podcast. So, Cuoco, what were your thoughts?
I really like the art. Because it has that, as I was telling you in Discord before, like, the direct aspects of the line art and stuff are very of the time that it comes from.
Right, yeah.
Where those haven't necessarily aged well, just because styles have changed and how people draw and technology. But the way that shading is handled is solid, so, like, throughout the show.
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, everything looks fantastic, even when the art is very underdeveloped compared to modern shows.
Yeah, it's definitely really resemblance towards the manga as well. Like, it literally looks like what the manga looks like as well. Mm. So.
But.
Yeah. I knew there was going to be a but.
I'm just not, like, the biggest fan of this show. And partially because I'm not sure what the point of it is. And I do like enjoy quite a few like shoujo anime, which I think this kind of is supposed to be, because it hits a lot of those same elements.
It's definitely that romance shoujo. It's a slice of life comedy drama mixed in with romance and joshi.
Yeah.
So, drama.
Yeah. Takoyaki. Dramedy. Sushi.
Yeah. Yeah. Takoyaki. Sushi. Yay.
So, I don't know. Maybe certain aspects. Basically, every relationship in it is super dysfunctional and not healthy.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like is an annoying aspect of a lot of shoujo stuff, where the relationships are super not healthy, but they're romanticized anyway.
So, yeah. Because
George is just, like, completely dismissive of anything that she wants and is super, like, just manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he plays the exact cards that a manipulator would play in every single instance that anything happens.
Yeah, yeah. But also, they did like, you know, Yukari and George, even George said it too, when Yukari confronted George about, like, well, you never called me. But George said, well, you never called me either. So, in a way, they're both at fault with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, like, it was, he especially did the kind of thing where it's like where they saw him on the street walk, or her on the street walking with the other guy, and he got super, like, right, super jealous, and then is acting like, whatever, do whatever you want, once she's, like, interested in him. Like, he like, yelled at her for just walking with a guy that goes to her school, like.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
And.
How dare you.
And the other, like, the guy with all the zippers in his face, he wasn't much better, because he was basically saying, regularly pulling the card of, like, oh, if you won't have sex with me, then, like, what good are you with her?
Yeah, Arashi is definitely that passive-aggressive personality.
Which, I mean, there's other aspects of their characters that are where they're not, you know, totally terrible human beings. This is just how they handle relationships is not healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, because I've seen other shoujo that have these kind of, like, unhealthy aspects of relationship, and at least in modern ones, they're better at kind of acknowledging where this kind of behavior is not good. Like, normally the character develops in a way where they get past that, whether that's realistic or not. But they kind of, like, have a much clearer realization that it's unhealthy. Well, this is just much more like, yeah, but we, like, you know, did the show and it was all good, and but everybody's still kind of the shitty people that they were.
Except for Isabella.
And
Isabella,
not in a way that, there. Like, School Days does, where it's specifically the fact that they're shitty is the point. Oh, God, point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's about that downfall. This isn't. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, yeah. And they just seem like, in a lot of the ways that they would talk, especially George, just be like that super edgy kid that, like, is just so done with the normal life, but doesn't really actually understand anything that he's talking about.
He's too cool. He's too cool for school, man. You know, that's just his personality. And like, and see, that's the thing. Like, in a way, that's my issue with this show, is that I feel they have so much content and like all these characters have so much backstory that this show could have been more than 12 episodes. This could have been an, like, you know, as, just as long as Nana
yeah.
is.
But I feel like they 29. Also could have better used the time that they had.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like episode 12 is kind of my favorite, but like my least favorite episode, because they kind of like they cut in between like timelines of like each week or what happens, you know. The finale, like at the very end, you know, when George decides to go to Paris, and Isabella goes with him to make the patterns and everything, and Yukari becomes this famous fashion model and everything, and George
yeah, she's Lauren Tsai.
Yeah, and George gives George gives her all his dresses that he made and everything, which I thought was pretty, like, the first time I saw that, I cried. I was like, oh my god, that is like, like, why?
Little 12-year-old so, Danny.
More like 16-year-old Danny.
So when you watched it back then, were you aware that the relationship aspects were unhealthy? Or did that seem like a cool relationship?
No, the first time I saw this, you know, I was an adult. I actually really wasn't 16. You know, my inner 16 self cried. But like at the time, when I did watch it, I was in an unhealthy relationship. So I kind of like understood her pain and everything, but what I got out of this show, actually, when was it? Last year, when La La Land came out. Did you guys see that movie at all?
I did not.
I have not seen it still.
You have to watch it. It's the similarities between La La Land and Paradise Kiss are very similar because of how they both ended. You know, Yukari got married. She became a famous model. And she was going to New York to see George's costumes on Broadway and all that kind of stuff.
And she wore the dress that...
She did wear the dress that... Yeah, yeah. La La Land is kind of similar to what happens in the events of Paradise Kiss. You know, these two people, you know, fought in the beginning. They fell in love. They started not like working together, but like they were supporting each other's dreams. And, you know, eventually they like fell apart and they went on with their lives and stuff like that. So they're very similar. But yeah. And the Paradise Kiss also like has like a big acceptance for transgender, aka Isabella.
Yeah, that was Isabella's wife. Good scene.
Yeah.
Best grill.
Yeah.
So George isn't a total piece of shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Isabella's episode is my favorite episode. So go ahead, Sam.
Here's my favorite part about it is that they don't make they like show her like little backstory and whatever like that, whatever, you know? But they don't really, after that and before that, they don't really make a big deal about it.
Mm-mm.
And they kind of just...
The thing about how I love how they talk about Isabella's gender throughout the show is, you know, Miwako mentions like when in the, I think, what was it, episode 2, when she went back to the studio at her own will, and George told Miwako to put Yukari into like their outfit, and Miwako's like, come on Carrie, like, you know, Caroline, let's go, you know, we don't want to like dress in front of the boys. And Yukari's like, what, the boys? Like, she had no idea, you know. So
was they misgendered Isabella?
They didn't misgender her. It was just they didn't care, like it wasn't really a problem for them. I feel like they accepted her for her. And with Isabella's episode, when she told her butler to, like, you know, to not call her master, or, you know, young master, you know, she even said, like, that's not fitting for who I am. So,
which I feel is a bit unrealistic in a sense, because there's a bit too young to really have an understanding of what
they're
talking about.
That's not true.
No, I don't agree on that.
I'll tell you right now that that's not true.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't really agree on that, really. Like,
I mean, just in the sense of that, no, like, especially before puberty or anything, like, what the fuck is gender anyway? And this is potentially just the difference between, like, gender expression versus, like, quote-unquote transgenderism, in the sense of
being
against
some
normal gender roles versus full-on transgenderism, because now it's getting really confusing, where I can't tell if gender roles are important or not in the current identity arguments. Because, well, I feel like a kid that young could be definitely like, oh, I like dresses, I like these things that happen to be coded as girly, but not necessarily to have enough understanding of what a gender or sexual expression even is, to the point of being able to make a decision to be transgender.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at least at the age that kid was being shown at, because that was like elementary school, not even at least high school.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you that. Okay, without getting too much into it, because I don't want to on the podcast.
We need a whole new episode for the AO episode.
Yeah. But without getting too much into it, I've known for a long time, and the fact that I didn't say it until just a year ago is probably one of the most biggest regrets I have in life. So I've struggled with it since I was a kid, and kids do understand it, and that's actually what sucks about it. A lot of parents, pretty much all trans parents, when I say trans parents, I mean the parents of the transgender kids, they will normally kind of let them grow up and make that decision later on. There's a lot of therapy sessions. There's a lot of walls that you have to get through before, you know, the child makes that decision. And it's a lot of bodily autonomy involved, even though they're underage, you know. But I guess really you just ask a trans person. Like, you could ask me anytime, and that's fine. But you could ask anyone else.
This also could be one of those things where, quote unquote, like, real trans people do feel it very early, but that there's also lots of people that may feel some of those feelings they don't understand, that don't later truly have dysphoria. In that sense, where it's like both the quote-unquote reals and the fakes have the same kind of feelings at that time because of how complicated those feelings are in the first place.
Yeah, no, there's that's definitely
and how do
true.
You really there's how do you really describe I've... to somebody what feeling like the wrong gender actually is?
I wish I could do like that brain feeling transfer power thing from that one show.
Anyway, this is getting a little too far, like, off topic. Just, you know, but yeah, if your kid's looking like maybe they'll be trans, also don't force them in. Just as much as you shouldn't force them away from what they want to express as, you shouldn't force them to express as anything, whether that's the standard or the different. Right. Let them be who they want to be.
But despite what a lot of people will tell you, though, that trans kids aren't normally forced into what they, you know, because a lot of people do go through phases. I went through a phase where all I ate was donuts. Yeah. Now I'm fat.
And if you're super young, don't try to avoid wrapping up your identity in something that may be unsure or that also doesn't reflect who you are as a person.
Yeah.
That's a good point, I guess.
Because, like, yeah, you can but be like, oh, also... I'm transgender, but, like, what makes me me is that I'm an artist. I, you know, I'm really loyal to my friends, blah, 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 blah.
I have a response for that, but I'm not going to say it right now. But, like,
Paradise Kiss.
But,
Isabella's dress was okay, I guess.
Like, no. Oh, the final. Are you talking about the final dress?
The show kind of just, like, happened. I mean, oh, that was the show. Huh.
Yeah. When I found out, like, how it ended and stuff, when I finished it the first time, and I looked into it, you know, to see if there was more and stuff, and I saw that there was a manga, and I looked up on how long the manga was, and it's really not that long. It's only 5 volumes. And I'm like, no, it's the same thing. So sad. So, yeah. I still love it, though. Like, regardless, you know, it's not as popular as Nana. Because Nana is super popular. And you guys need to watch it.
Yeah.
Like.
I think it's on Netflix.
It was. It's not anymore.
No.
Maybe it's on. Well, yeah. There's only Korean subtitles here, so that wouldn't be very helpful.
But anyway, I think this was a pretty successful show swap.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
Dani got her super gay Gar show.
Not really. But okay. I don't think. I really don't think it was, like, super gay.
She doesn't like her bears. She likes her otters? What's it? What's a skinny hairless guy?
A skinny hairless guy.
Hairless small? I don't know. Nick, Twink? Probably.
Ew!
Is Twink still an acceptable thing, or is that not okay?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know either.
Because it
feels very slurry.
It does, kind of, but I've seen...
it came from the community itself.
I've seen a lot of my trans friends and queer friends say it, but I think they were mostly joking. But I don't know. I don't think it is.
This stuff gets too complicated, man.
LOL.
It does. Yeah. But I always try my best not to just, you know, say things that I don't know. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Quokka is a cracker. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
The animals
that's racist.
The animals that represent the free characters, the main character, the dark-haired guy with the blue, with the ones
the tall, dark, and handsome?
Tall. They're all... Tall's, darks, and handsome.
Tall's, darks, and handsome, as Daniel would say.
One is, like, a penguin. The other one is an orca. The other one is a dolphin. Another one is a butterfly, and the other one's a shark. So,
the shark?
A shark. That's Rin.
Is there a growler category for dolphins?
I don't know. I mean, the bottlenose dolphin, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, but anyway.
What the fuck? I don't know.
Let me just say this, okay, for our listeners. This is why I love doing this podcast, because it literally is just me with... I have my drink right here. Sometimes I have a snack, which I try not to eat on the podcast.
I just chill.
At this table, and it's like we're just fucking around, you know what I mean? But, like, we still talk about anime, but, like, I don't know. This is why I love it. Fuck you. Tell me why you love it on Twitter at Anime Summit at Phantasma Justera.
See,
let me know.
See, now while Sam is over there, you know, drinking her drink and munching on her Cheetos, I, however, record in my closet.
Yeah, Danny has to go in her closet.
I have to record it in my closet because it's It has the best audio.
And then after we pause, after we stop recording, she's like, okay,
I gotta get out of the closet.
And then she comes out, and then me and Koga and Nick, gay!
Every time, without fail. Yeah.
But no.
Hashtag Danny in the closet.
Hashtag Danny in the closet. Do it on Twitter. Paradise Kiss is great. Cromartie High School is great. Recommend both. Highly recommend.
No, you're
both.
Great.
Thank you. You're great too, even though you're in the future.
Wait, so Koga, what do you rate Paradise
Kiss? Oh yeah, yeah, give us a rating.
I don't know, like a 5 or 6.
LOL.
Damn.
Six. I'll accept a six. It's fine.
5.2. 5.23.
I give it an 8 just because I love the art style, I love fashion, I love the opening, and I love Isabella. That's literally...
The score rating on Mal is 7.89.
Mal? More like...
Meow.
Butts.
More like broken shit.
Broken shit, like, yeah.
Yeah, if Nick was on here, he'd be like...
Let's see.
The website's bad, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, on that bombshell, let's wrap this up. Look forward to some changes. We're going to be adding... the new news thing. We're gonna try and do more AO episodes because I'm sure some of you, at least a few of you, might like to just hear us talk about things that aren't anime in a much more, as much as this podcast is already pretty freeform, it'll be extra freeform.
Yeah,
it'll be extra,
like you'll hear chewing sounds. If
Sam
needs to go to the bathroom, he'll just go
you'll hear me belching.
Koga, what do you think about the new Gundam?
And we have a few ideas for little like non-anime things to talk about. Like we're gonna be recording one this week on Terrace House. Woo! Look forward to that.
Yay, Terrace House.
Maybe we'll just record ourselves watching Mean Girls because Mean Girls is the best movie of all time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's literally a 10 out of 10 movie.
She doesn't even go here.
You're wrong if you don't think that's a 10 out of 10 movie. Like, you're just wrong.
You're 100% wrong.
You either like it or you're wrong.
And then we also have the archive episodes coming to YouTube for those of you that weren't around from the beginning and don't know where to find those early episodes.
Yeah.
And here... So
some of these weeks coming up, you could be getting 3 episodes a week.
Oh, snap!
Wait, no, 4.
Yeah. 4, because of the thing.
You get an archive episode, the normal episode, an AO episode, and the news.
And the news. Oh, changing it up.
We're going to burn out.
We're going to burn out.
I give us 3 months before we all quit.
Can you let me run to the bathroom real quick? I got to run to the bathroom.
Oh my god. This is an AO guest episode
already. I've been Sam. She's been Danny. Koga in the future. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
In the future.
Just kidding, I don't have to go. But I might have to go before we start doing all the changes.
Yeah, and I wanna get out of the closet.
Yay!